This is Dr. Mahir, again for the patient Janet Moreto. Medical records. Um, 161-896-17-1965, referred to physician Dr. Edsel Comanencia, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure June 28, 2024, indication screening for colon cancer, diarrhea, history of colon polyp, bloating GERD. History of various possible diagnosis, impression 1, various esophagus, C1, M2, number 2, mild gastritis, number 3, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 4, nodularity of the duodenitis, next number, internal hemorrhage, next number, rectus sigmoid colon polyp, next number, otherwise normal colonoscopy, paragraph, deform sections, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Cecum temporal ileum for the colonoscopy, complication non-immediate, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, Boston Proportion Score of 9, per paragrapho. Operative procedures were double template, peritemporal ileum was examined, per paragrapho. Findings of pharynx apionoma, per paragrapho esophagus. There is a 2-centimeter segment of salmon color mucosa, 1-centimeter circumferential with 2-centimeter total period, consistent with a C1, M2 period. Biopsy is taken every 4 quadrants, I mean all 4 quadrants for Barrett's period. Stomach appear erythematous. Biopsy is taken from anterior body for H. pylori, per paragraph. There's sedimentary polyp in the fundus of the stomach. Biopsy is taken, per paragraph. Duodenum D1, there's erosions and erythema in duodenum above, consistent with duodenitis. Biopsy is taken, per second portion of the duodenum appear normal, per biopsy is taken from second portion of the duodenum for La celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period, in a rectus sigmoid colon, there's sedimentary polyp about 3 millimeters, pelco biopsy polypectomy performed, per paragraph. The rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal, per paragraph. Splenic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, per terminal ileum appear normal, per paragraph. Biopsies were taken from the right and left side of the colon, rule out microscopic colitis, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior fluid measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinic. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, instrumentation. Next number, continue PPIs. Next number, patient need a repeat. EGD in 3 years. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Patient is to follow up in GI office in 4 to 6 weeks.